Here in the studios today, it's an all-star combo from the Mount Lake Terrace High School Jazz Band. We have Josiah Sum and Dylan Raja on tenor saxophones, Andrew Somabot on trombone, Rio Neri and Gian Neri at the piano and guitar, Sophie Parsons plays upright bass. We have alternating behind the drums Tyler Cannon and Kieran Ferris. The band's mentor is a member of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and the Seattle Symphony. He's also shared the stage with sax stars Hadley Kallman and Pete Christlieb. It's Travis Ranney. Please welcome the Mount Lake Terrace High School All-Stars with Travis Ranney. The Mount Lake Terrace High School Jazz Band All-Star Combo with their mentor, Travis Ranney, on soprano saxophone for that tune. That was fantastic, brother. Sounded great. Josiah on tenor saxophone, a question for you. Tell us about what lessons you've taken from working with Travis Ranney.
Travis is an amazing player. He is an outstanding musician, and I've been to a couple SRJO concerts where I've heard him have a few solos. He knows how to play, and he knows how to lead a group and show us the ropes, and it's been awesome.
We're going to bring our trombone player, Andrew, to the microphone. Andrew, you've played with some big bands, a really cool combo here. Could you tell us what you think of the difference between, if you have a preference, and what you like about big bands and combos?
Well, I really like the idea of combos because it's a really small group of people, and it gives you the opportunity to express yourself through your instrument using sound as a medium. And I think it's just a great opportunity to play with these guys, so...
Thanks so much for being here. We'll bring Gian on guitar to the microphone and talk a little bit about improvisation and solos. When you're getting ready for your solo, is that something that you've thought out for days ahead of time, or is it something that comes to you in the moment?
Well, sometimes I plan out what I'm going to play, but it usually actually always sounds a lot better if I organically play what came to me at the moment.
Excellent. It's so great to have all of you here today. We're going to dig into our next song. With Travis Ranney and the Mount Lake Terrace High School Jazz Combo All-Stars, live in the KPLU studios.
Thank you.
Goodness gracious. Mount Lake Terrace High School Jazz Band Combo All-Stars live in the studios with their mentor, Travis Ranney from the SRJO. We've got Josiah Sum and Dylan Raja on tenor saxophones, Andrew Sumabat on trombone, Rio Neri and Gian Neri on piano and guitar, Sophie Parsons bass, Tyler Cannon has been drumming, and for our final song, we'll hear Kieran Ferris at the drums. And Travis, another question for you. These crazy kids today, it's not like it was when we were kids. These kids have so many different kinds of music that can be influencing them. The internet really gives them access to everything that's out there. And I wonder if you find kids are gravitating towards a certain style of jazz, if modern music is influencing them at all. What is the personality of the jazz student of today?
Jazz students today are doing everything from going back to the very early days of jazz and playing that very spot on, like it was played back in the 20s and 30s, and also playing very modern things by modern players, and the spectrum of styles and ranges that are played are pretty wide. It's very impressive. Yeah.
I agree. This is really fantastic. Sophie, speaking of such, we'll have our bass player approach the stage. Thank you, Rio, for holding the bass. The modern music scene really is massive, and I wonder how much other music besides jazz you're listening to and how that creeps into your jazz playing.
Definitely. I listen to all from like jazz to modern music all throughout those genres, and it definitely, you can bring a lot of new styles and riffs that you hear from modern music into combos and jazz that will create creates a totally different sound that brings a really nice new touch.
Right on, right on. Tyler, you, a drummer we've heard on the first two songs, also play in a rock band outside of school. And I wonder if you could tell us about what your experience in the clubs, on stage, on the bandstand, playing live music, what that does for you. What do you learn from the live experience?
Well, in all types of groups, like combos, big bands, my rock band, of course, you know, the one thing I've always had to do and is listen. And it's just listening to other people, kind of listen to where things are going, and just to make sure that you always keep going.
Always good to teach a young kid how to listen. That's great. Parents love that. Rio, we'll bring you to the microphone. Talk a little bit about the history of the Edmonds Jazz Connection Festival. You go back early to the... No. But you've been to the festival before as a kid. Tell us about your experiences going as a fan.
Yeah, so I grew up in a family of musicians, mostly jazz, and so I remember always going back to the Jazz Connection every year, going to see my older brothers usually, and also just seeing the combos, and it was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, and a great idea for kids to have that exposure to big band jazz and such a great variety of music. We've got time for one more song from the group, and this is a song that our saxophone section has selected to play today. And when I got to the studios today and they came in there warming up on this one, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Montlake Terrace High School Jazz Band Combo All-Stars.